Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to a podcast from The Edge. I'm absolutely fine, but mini.
5 minutes broadcast live from The Edge, the brink, the overwhelm, the vortex that slips into your feed every Friday.
Not that Friday feeling, but rather all the fucking feelings.
And just to let you know that the week is nearly over and there's only one more week to go before you have to get through the next week.
Oh God. Here we go. Hello, everyone. Emily just went, I'm really looking forward to recording this podcast. And I went, I'm not. Which sums up our entire personalities, really, doesn't it? How are you, Em?
Oh, I'm absolutely fine. But a very nice young man just offered me his seat on the tube this morning.
No.
Yes. Oh. And I'm wearing cowboy boots and a satin skirt. I've never felt more kind of funky and relevant.
You can't use the word funky because that makes you sound 65.
I know, but I
you might as well use the word bonking.
Oh, yes. Okay, well, I was not bonking, but still. And I was standing there on the tube listening to my probably sort of Tupac Shakur. And there I was. And honestly, this very polite youth said, excuse me, ma'am, would you like a seat? And there is nothing more, I don't want to say humiliating, but it did puncture me. I'm now like a deflated balloon.
What did you do?
I said, no, thank you. I'm getting off at the next stop. Which is
no, thank you. Then you did some press ups and got off at the next stop. Oh, wow. It's like that.
It's happened.
It's happening.
Ah! Oh, no, stop.
To my point, I'm Annabelle. I'm absolutely fine. But I am becoming, not even slowly becoming, rapidly becoming that woman. You know, the one you hear about, the one that you occasionally see and it makes you wince. You know, she's, you know, the banshee, the fishwife, the harridan. I was just driving to come and record this podcast with Emily and I pulled out of a side street and I stopped because I saw another car coming. But that wasn't enough for the woman behind the wheel. There's plenty of room for her to get past. But the fact that I pulled out and given her, I don't know, a shock, she sat there glaring at me. You know, when they do that in that rather worthy, self-righteous way, glaring at me. What did you think you were doing? And I couldn't get past, so I had to sit. And I looked at her and I just went, fuck off. She was about 70. And she looked at me and went, fuck off, with the accompanying hand movement.
Oh, I love the fact, this sort of standoff. I love the fact that you swore at a septuagenarian and happily, and she swore back.
Well, I'm closer and closer to being one myself. And it really cheered me up, actually.
I bet it cheered her up too.
Well, I mean, like, I hope like so. Otherwise, sorry, ma'am.
I love that you're apologising now. That is not being that woman.
You know, usually I'll just go, fuck it. I don't like fights. I don't have the energy for fights. I don't care that much. But it's to do with the other person's attitude, isn't it?
Yes.
If someone is very cavalier or very confronting, then the way I suddenly feel about that is, really? You want to pick a fight? Yesterday, I booked a table for dim sum and I got there, really exciting treat, you know. And she went, we only have a table outside, which was sort of in a sort of horrid shopping mall. And I looked out the door. I don't know what came over me. And I went, no, that will not be happening. And she went, did you specify when you booked? And I went, yes. And she went, I'll check on the computer. I said, well, I can't help it if your people didn't write it down. Then she went, all right, I'll give you a table inside. And there were four of us, and she led me to a table, a round table for about 16. So we were sort of sitting in a row, and I went, well, this is no good. When can you move up? I mean, you know, so went on terrifying. And on and on. God knows what bodily fluids ended up in our dim sum that day. And it's funny because then I sort of followed it up with a sort of dazzling smile and being, you know, shooting her, you know, winning grins. And I used to always think about people, have the courage of your convictions. Either be a bitch or be nice. Don't oscillate wildly between the two. But of course, now that's what I'm doing.
I think, don't you think our sort of proximity to, I mean, I can, regular listeners will know that I'm sort of, you know, terrible, kind of unforgivable people pleaser to my great personal cost. But I do feel like there's something fizzing under my skin now that is the ability to kind of stand up for oneself or to basically draw a line and say no in a way that it's closer to the surface than it ever has been before. And it's really odd. I'm
curious about the progression of it. So I find myself having a level of sort of inquisitiveness around my own bad temper. And I find myself thinking, I wonder where this will end.
Yes.
You know, I wonder how cross I'm going to get as the months and years. Well, because we've always been able to be that woman on behalf of other people, right?
100%. But it's doing it for ourselves. And I'm quite excited by it, too, because I'm someone who's sort of historically been very frightened of that anger and frightened of that side of me or that side of other people. Mm. The idea that I might like lose my... No, it's not losing your shit. It's just basically just saying exactly like you said. It's no, not today. No, don't take the piss.
It is emphatically not losing your shit. That's the point. It actually, I say temper, but actually it's much chillier than that, isn't it? It's absolutely icy. It's standing firm, really.
Yes, exactly. It's like, oh, and we hate the boundary thing, but it's just like saying, this is where I stand and you cannot come any further. And you must either apologize to me for the thing not having worked out or... let me come through.
Because it's true, because I thought, you know, it's in a way, it's not unreasonable. When I was standing there fighting with the lady in the restaurant, part of me was thinking, oh, if this doesn't work out, we'll just go somewhere else.
Yes.
And when I was, you know, swearing at the lady in the car, part of me was thinking, oh, I can always just reverse and let her pass.
Yes.
You know, it's not like part of it is not caring very much.
Yes. Interesting, isn't it? Exactly. And so therefore the stakes are
low,
which means, you know, actually in some ways it's kind of good practice for like holding one's line because one doesn't. Yeah, God, it's really interesting. Anyway, I'm really fascinated about when I am that woman now.
Well, for you, I think it's a genuine victory every time you manage to not beam, apologise and back out the door. You know, yeah. I really think it's bad. I mean, please don't do it to me.
Yeah, exactly. Can you imagine?
That would make me very, very intensely sad. Imagine this podcast suddenly ceases because Emily's just told me to fuck off and she's had enough of me and can't take any more of my shit.
Anyway, listen, if you've got any examples of yourselves being that woman, please send them to us.
Yes.
Because it'll make us feel less alone.
Yes, please tell us if you've been that woman. We're hoping you have been.
Yeah, exactly.
As we always say, if we're not in it together, we're not in it at all.
Okay, bye.
Have a lovely weekend.